I know you're retired at this point, but when you were working both as a director of public library systems and as a Web Junction founder, what were some of the qualities that you were looking for in a professional first position hire?
I was always looking for some key, what I think as 21st century skills. Uh-huh. So I wanted people who could do critical thinking, problem solving, were good communicators, and were good collaborators. Additionally, I was looking for someone, especially in public libraries and Web Junction, who understood why libraries are important, had an understanding of core values, so that they understood why they were doing what they were doing. I, at one point, said to someone, I can't write enough rules to cover everything that someone might encounter. So it was really important that people understood what their role was in the community and then could make decisions on their own.
Mm-hmm. So for your star employees that you used to have, what characteristics stood out for you?
Star employees were innovators, self-starters, were comfortable with technology. That doesn't mean that they were the people who built the technology, but they understood what it could do, the role in libraries, the power of information beyond printed work. They were wonderful, again, collaborators and communicators. And I have, over my career, worked with a few really star people who have moved into key roles in the library field.
And what were those things that made them stand out to you and now have obviously moved them forward?
Well, the creativity, the ability to move beyond where we are, where we were, so that they could recreate the institution in a way that was specifically responsive to their communities. And I'm surprised sometimes at what people manage to do. It's really wonderful to mm-hmm. see that kind of enthusiasm, willingness to connect with their communities in a very fundamental way.
So what I hear you saying is that they had to have a sense of basic skills,
mm-hmm.
but also have the ability to grow within those.
Yes, yes. The skills are very fundamental skills.
Uh-huh.
The knowledge is an understanding of libraries and what they do, but how those are expressed, how all that gets expressed in a community will vary from time to time. We have only had public access computing in libraries for 15 years. And 15 years ago, it was at a very basic and almost disjointed level compared to what we have today. Now, all public libraries in the country provide public access computing.
Mm-hmm. So, in your career, what were the positions that were most difficult for you to fill, and why?
Administrative positions.
Okay.
And I think that many people, I don't know if it's still true, but at one point, many people who go into the library profession often do it because of a sense of public service, but are uncomfortable with power and uncomfortable with the exercise of power. And if you are in a leadership position in a library, you've got to be comfortable working with people who have power and learning to use it in a way that helps the library. So I found that really the higher the job in responsibility, the more difficult it became to fill.
Okay, interesting. So is that your prediction for the next 10 years, or what do you see happening in terms of challenges to filling positions in the next 10 years?
I think the challenges are really an extension of that. I've had conversations with friends who are running large urban libraries, and they tell me that it is still very difficult to get people to take, just even to take, top jobs in an administrative role. That there is almost an increasing discomfort with power, perhaps the way people see power used by our leaders, or have seen power used by our leaders. So there is still this kind of almost a feeling that power is bad, as opposed to seeing power as neutral, and understanding that for libraries to get funded and to get the support they need, you have to be able to work with that. And so I'm hearing that it's a very similar problem now.
So you see power as one of the aspects of being a professional that they're least able to handle right now.
Yes.
Anything else?
I think there is a growing comfort with technology.
Okay.
So if we had been having this conversation 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, I would have said that there are many professionals uncomfortable with technology. I don't think that's true anymore. I think that it has become such an integral part of library service that it's almost unthinkable to have a library without it. So I think the understanding that technology is going to continue to change at a very rapid pace, so you don't ever kind of learn it, you just continue to learn about it and continue to try to provide the best services that you can, and that's a tool. It's a tool like any other tool. And I do see, I mean, maybe part of it is because Web Junction was my last undertaking, and that was based on technology and helping libraries with it. So I may have a little bit of a bias, because all the staff who I worked with on that were very enthusiastic about the use of it. So I'm not sure that I have really an even view of it at this point. But in general, as we worked with libraries all over the country, I got the sense that there was a real commitment mm-hmm. on the part of library staff to using technology in a creative, innovative, and useful way.
You've talked about one sort of misperception mm-hmm. of taking a position in a library, and that is sort of the, I'm in there for service, not necessarily for power, and you see those things as rather integrated. What else do you think is a misperception?
There was a study done a couple of years ago by OCLC with funding from the Gates Foundation mm-hmm. about the library, the public perception of libraries. And most of the people surveyed indicated that they thought libraries were really important and they had a high value in a community, but they often didn't use them themselves. So they're, and they still think of libraries as a collection of books. Now, this is the public, this isn't people within libraries. So I think we have some work to do to help people understand that libraries provide information beyond story hours, and, which are still good and still important, but there is more. And I think the recent efforts to talk more about helping people find jobs, using public access computing to enable people to solve real problems. I think that's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So without that and without other things, do you find those perceptions really disabling in terms of use of the library? And so that practitioners should probably pursue those issues more?
I wouldn't call it disabling. I don't think it is harmful to libraries. Uh-huh. I think it's limiting. I see that as a little bit different.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. When I was in Cleveland, we pass levies every 5 years, operating levies. I always thought that was kind of a cool idea because it makes the library very responsive to the community it serves. And 1 year, we were going for an increase in our levy, and the gentleman handling the public relations for the campaign said, "So you need more money because your circulation is up, right?" And he went, "No, our circulation's pretty flat, actually. It's a declining population. A flat circulation is pretty good." He said, "So you're doing more reference, right?" I went, "No, actually we're not. It's pretty level." And I said, "But our use of public access computing has gone up like that." And so I kind of drew a graph showing how these things stacked. And you could actually see a relationship between the increase in public access computing and the increase in book circulation. I mean, there was a relationship between the two. But libraries do themselves a disservice to have circulation as the default number that everyone thinks about, because it's not what many people are coming to the library for today. It's there. It's important. It's something that we do. But that graph I drew kind of in front of me for him really illustrated what was going on. And so it's important for libraries to find ways to communicate what they're doing to the public effectively so that they can continue to get the support they need to do those things. What did someone say? If you can't count it, it doesn't exist. That's not true, of course, but it is something that we need to learn. And we need to learn to communicate it quickly in stories, in narratives, not just in numbers. We need to find ways to really connect. It's that, when I said at the very beginning, communication skills, it's really important to be able to communicate that to the public.
Right. What are some of the other more significant changes that you see shaping professional work today as compared to yesterday?
Well, we talked about technology. Right. I think the changing economy is really significant. Libraries are part of an overall bundle of services that are provided for the public. And when the economy is doing badly, as it is now, libraries are used more than ever, but have to fight very hard for funding. I was gratified to see here in Seattle, City Council restore funding for the library, the public library. And so I think that the leaders in the public library here have done a very good job of communicating with public officials. So I think that the whole economic issue is something that libraries need to find out how to work with. Again, politics, I think it's really important that libraries not become political in a partisan sense, but be political in knowing how to relate to the power structure in a productive way.
So would you call that a significant shift in what a professional's responsibilities might be? And if so, what other ones might go with it?
I do. I remember when I was hired as the library director in Cleveland, my predecessor had been of an earlier type of library director. He had been the scholar director, and in a previous generation, that was pretty much the model. and the librarians were seen as scholars, as scholarly in some way. Certainly during my career, that has changed significantly, and all of my colleagues spend 80% of their time out of the office. If you're in your office, you're probably not doing your job. Now, that's not true for someone who is staffing a reference desk, but I think the understanding of the importance of reaching out into the community extends throughout the library system. Now, going forward, I think that will continue to increase that need to be out in the community and may, in fact, generate some new models for how libraries serve their community.
Mm. Interesting thought, very interesting. So what expectations do you have for professionals today with their continuing education? What do you think they ought to be doing?
I think that continuing education needs to be built in as a part of what we all do. The expectation that you can graduate from library school and know everything you need to know for the rest of your career is clearly not true. And there will continue to be changes. I think that certainly skills that we've been talking about, critical thinking, communications, the ability to collaborate is incredibly important and growing in importance. Problem solving, these are skills that you need to continue to work on. Nobody ever, except perhaps President Obama, gets to some pinnacle of communications. And so the ability to continue to improve all of those skills, staying up to date in what's going on in technology, in publishing, in copyright issues. People expect librarians to know about that. What's going on with e-books, what libraries might think about in using them or not using them, how they might advise their constituencies. Are there legal issues involved with it we need to know about? What about Google? What about that involvement in Google Books? These are all reasonably contemporary discussions. Some of them have been around a couple of years, certainly. Google has been around for a couple of years, but there are things that all librarians need to know about, because if somebody asks you, they expect you to know. It's your profession. They expect you to know about these things.
So that's what you would call employee participation, is being up to speed.
Yes.
And understanding some of these concepts, and if not, feeling in the know, getting to be in the know about it.
Yes, and I think that, you know, part of continuing education is just continuing to read.
Okay. What else should professionals today do to keep themselves up to speed?
Well, I think, as I was saying, continue to read, not just in the professional literature, mm-hmm. but in whatever everybody else is reading, so you know what's going on. Participating in professional association activities, I think that is extremely important. I'm a little amazed at how many professionals don't participate in professional organizations. More formalized continuing education, more and more is available online. So, and it's become quite sophisticated. It's not the old mail-in courses. And so the ability to have the social interaction with colleagues, some of the things that we try to facilitate with Web Junction, this is not an ad for Web Junction, but that those communities where people can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. So involvement at a whole, at every level, with colleagues, with the public, it helps a professional stay informed. And continue and helps them continue to think about what libraries ought to be doing and the services they ought to be providing. Some vigorous debate is often helpful.
Well, you obviously have expectations of professional organization involvement. How would you translate that to your professionals in your, you know, as a leader of them?
Ideally, you would like to support that financially, going to conferences and going to other meetings, because libraries have lost funding. That has become more difficult. I have to laugh because the first few years of my professional career, I paid for my own way to conferences, and felt like it was a really good investment. But that's not always possible for people. So I think that using the technology for online communities and online courses is a much more cost-effective way to help create that involvement. People through Facebook and other social networks are used to that now. So having a professional social network is not such an odd idea. And these can be very effective, so as well as online courses, which are much cheaper than going to a conference.
Yeah, very true. So what is your advice to a young professional entering this field?
Stay curious. Stay involved. Keep thinking about what you think libraries ought to be doing as they move forward. Don't just get comfortable. Just stay on the steep side of the learning curve always. If you're not there, it's kind of boring anyway. So just stay involved. Stay thinking.
Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have in terms of their education in preparation for this field besides library school?
I think it depends on the goal. For someone who aspires to be a library director, then certainly masters in public administration or business administration is very useful. But I think that as we've been talking about continuing education and just staying involved, I think that certainly library school gives a grounding that's very important, so that a new professional understands the profession that they have entered. And it's not about knowing how to execute a series of tasks. It's like the bowl, if you will, into which you put the tasks. So you understand, and I'm repeating myself, but you understand why you're there, why this is important. If you don't, then you shouldn't be doing it. So library school, I think, provides that kind of grounding and also a snapshot of where we are at the time, so that when someone comes out, they can perform some tasks. You know, you wouldn't want a doctor not to know how to operate on you. He or she were a surgeon, it would be useful if they knew how to complete those tasks. But understanding that they're going to keep changing, and the way you do reference today is significantly different than the way you did reference 15 years ago.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that I haven't asked?
Well, I am very eager to see more good creative people coming out of library school. I know when I was running Web Junction, we had many of your graduates, and they were fabulous. So I'm thrilled at the level of beginning professional that I'm seeing. Maybe we were just lucky, but I think there are some very good people coming out of library schools today. And I think that the obligation of those of us who are already in the profession and have been for a while is to support them and to help them continue to grow. It works both ways. I always learn from young professionals. It's not just me helping them. They also help me. And those interactions are important for the vitality of it. So I guess I'm not so much addressing people who are now in library school as I am thinking about those of us who will be working with them in the future. And I want to make sure we keep the best and the brightest in the library field, and that we don't create situations where they can't continue to grow, because they are the future. And that's not just a cliche. They are the future.
I want to thank you for your time and appreciate all your comments. They will definitely help our students as they listen to them. Thanks, Marilyn, very much.
Thank you. It was fun.